If the United States has so many strategic reasons to keep the Strait of Hormuz open, if it is desperately trying to secure a deal with Iran, and if Trump's frustration during negotiations is so visible, then the obvious question is, why pick a fight with Iran in the first place? Why go through months of escalation and cause so much damage under Operation Epic Fury? So the real answer behind that is, Trump, or you can say the US government, it is against their interest if Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz, or for that matter, anyone. That is the reason United States and Israel's primary goal is to destroy or limit Iran's nuclear capability. Because in this entire Gulf region, no other rich Muslim country has nuclear capability. Iran has it, and that is a problem for United States and Israel, and also for other Gulf allies. A nuclear-capable Iran will significantly alter the regional balance of power, and it will give Iran much greater influence to shape regional dynamics on its own terms. And if you see, Operation Epic Fury started because of this only. But Iran played it really well and pulled in the importance of Hormuz and tied it to its own survival to the stability of the global economy. It's like if I go down, I shall take everyone with me. Iran knows this. More than nuclear power, controlling Hormuz will give them geopolitical power, revenue and a chokehold over US allies. And this is what Trump hates. And he wants the United States to be the one controlling axis, not Iran. In short, the goal is not to open Hormuz for free. Open Strait of Hormuz on American terms, which is very different from an open Hormuz on Iranian terms.